Yeah, the Shudra.
They have to be initiated as Brahmanas. They may be from a Shudra background, but they have to be initiated as Brahmanas.
But this, they weren't able to digest these things.
So then what can you do? You know, preaching means you present the case, and if they don't accept it, they don't accept it. That's all. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Hypnotize them? Give them some potion? You preach. You present what's the actual fact according to Shastra, and people accept it or not accept it. If they don't accept, what can you do?
Mm-hmm. But they are telling Maharaj, see, those are born in our family. They are intelligent.
Yeah, we accept that.
They are born in Shudra family. They are like, you know, darkish in complexion.
Yeah,
things are interesting. So why you are disturbing the system? So why don't you train this one Brahman?
All their children are off in America doing jobs working for beef eaters. It's all broken down. You'll hardly find any Brahmin family in South India where there's not someone working in software. They're all working in jobs, and many of them are drinking, smoking, eating meat and everything else. Where are you from?
Okay.
So you should know this. It's not that they're all pure Brahmins. And they're marrying into caste and everything. I mean, who is making this claim anyway? Hardly a handful of people. Why are you so worried about this?
Yeah. So can you say, Maharaj,
and even, you know, Shankaracharya, who's Kanchi Shankara, who's the head of the ayahs in Tamil Nadu, he's opening colleges against his guru's order for study for engineering and all Shudra. So, I mean, you're talking about just a very few people who have no influence, and why are you bothering your head so much?
Can we say, Maharaj, the system what they're following is good in the previous ages, but in the present age we can...
We have to know what the purpose is. The ultimate purpose is Vishnu Bhakti. So it's no longer feasible for that purpose. It's no longer feasible even for just Ved Parayan.
Yeah.
It's Chandrasekhar Indra. Where are you from? Yeah, so this Chandrasekhar Indra, and he was always saying that the Brahmanas should chant the Vedas. How many followed him and actually chanted the Vedas? Hardly a handful.
Yeah. So Maharaj, this system is actually correct but not meant for this time?
Gan Ashram is, you can't say it's ultimately correct because it's a means to make the best use of the bad situation that we're in the material world. Varnashram by definition cannot be perfect because we're dealing with imperfection, but it's a means to regulate imperfection.
Yeah.
So Varnashram in and of itself, it's how to regulate the prison. So we can't say that it's the topmost thing.
Best use of bad
body. How to regulate the prisoners so that they can become, the idea is to reform them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Complex mind.
Quite right.